Oral History Project StoryCorps recently traveled to another military town, Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's where you'll find the Fort Bragg Military Base, the home of the 82nd Airborne Division. StoryCorps stopped there to collect interviews from soldiers and their families, including this conversation between two newlyweds.
My name is Lauren Elizabeth Nelson. I'm 24 years old.
My name is Tom Nelson. I'm 23. I'm an infantry officer in the Army in the 82nd Airborne.
What do you think the happiest moment in your life has been?
I think our wedding was. It was just such a beautiful day, and it was such a great time. And
we had a military wedding, and God, he looks so handsome in his blues.
He's wearing the military dress blues.
And all of our military friends, they had a saber arch with the swords that you walk underneath after you say your vows and you're officially married. And then the guys slap me on the butt with the swords and say, "Welcome to the Army, ma'am."
Yeah.
We've been married for how long? 9 months. What do you think the hardest thing's been so far?
The hardest thing is definitely never being able to have any kind of consistent time together. Because, well, since we were married, we went on a honeymoon and it was great for, you know, the week, 5 days. And then I was gone to Afghanistan for 4 months.
When were you the most afraid while you were gone?
When I couldn't tell you what I was doing and, you know, we were going on missions. And sometimes I'd just have to say, "Hey, I'm going to be gone for a couple of days. I can't call you." When in truth I was going, you know, into this mission that there was good chance that we were going to get into firefights and good chance that we're going to find enemy and possibly get shot or killed. And all I could say to you is, "I can't talk to you for 2 days." You know, that always uncertainty of, am I coming back? Is he coming back? And just, you
know. Are things going to be the same when you come back? They definitely haven't been the same.
And they weren't. It was a struggle at first, but I think now we're getting back to the good place where we were at before.
I think we're in a different place, but I think it's better.
You know, when people thank the military soldiers, they should also thank the wives and the family because they've put their lives on hold to support the husband who gets deployed for 3 out of 5 years, and that needs to be taken into consideration, too.
I agree. I guess the one thing I would like to add is I told you this in the car right before you went to Afghanistan. And I told you that if you didn't come home, that you've always been the best man that I've ever known. And I was so happy that we decided to get married. And I'm still really happy that we did, even though sometimes I definitely have a lot of doubts about this life and this lifestyle. And I know it's not forever, the military, but I'm very proud to be with you. And I just love you a lot.
Thank you. I am too. I mean, with you.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Tom and Lauren Nelson at a StoryCorps booth in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Tom Nelson will be redeployed to Afghanistan next year. To learn more about StoryCorps and how your memories can be archived at the Library of Congress, visit NPR.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.